This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I need to start with full disclosure. I'm cheating today. I wanted to get this out before Todd found out, because he finds everything out. Just hovers over me like he can't believe. Making sure that I don't mess up. And most days it works, but today I got one by on him. The show is coming to you live and direct from Grand Forks, North Dakota, and the Choice Health and Fitness Center. Because the state tennis tournament is here. And we have a participant, our daughter Hannah with the Shanley Deacons. And so they're playing some tennis this weekend. So I'm multitasking, talking to you and watching tennis. So full disclosure, I'm cheating. That's my weekend in a nutshell right there. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to What's on Your Mind. Sorry, Todd.
Does this mean you're going to be using like your tennis voice there, because we have to talk stuff here?
No, there's glass.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
This place is fabulous, inside and outside courts. It really is. It's like a number of the recreational centers that are popping up across the landscape. This one is kind of one of the pioneers, built back in 2012. I think it's 5 years old now, but it's a beautiful location here in Grand Forks. We'll tell you a little about the history, the partnerships that led to this, and other things that are happening up here a little later on in the program. A couple of neat stories we tracked down in Grand Forks. So the Sunshine Hospitality House is breaking ground next week, and they're still short of their fundraising goals. It's like a Ronald McDonald House, but a really neat story behind it. The visionary behind it, a fellow by the name of Donovan Larson, will join us on the program as well. Todd Mitzel from Icon Architects. They do some great work around the state. We'll talk with him. You're going to hear our full interview with Governor Doug Burgum. You don't want to miss this. I believe there's a number of things in there that are really neat little nuggets on so many different fronts of things that are happening in North Dakota. We talk about pipelines. We talk about education. We talk about the technology, drone space, and things that are going on there. But I asked him for his advice for President Donald Trump, and it was really good. It was really, really good. So I want to have you hear that today on the program. We're going to ask a few questions of you as well before we get cranked up here this morning. But I had to start with what I'm doing this weekend. Manny, what are you doing this weekend? Manny will be answering your calls when you dial us up today on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. I know the answer to this question already, but I just thought you might as well make everybody jealous about what you're doing this weekend. Tell us, Manny. Is he answering calls already?
Well, I mean, it's what he's supposed to be doing, right?
I'll tell you what he's doing. Milwaukee.
He's going to steal his thunder.
Should we wait? What are you doing this weekend, Todd?
Doing some live broadcasting over in Moose, Salem, home of the big famous cow.
Giving away concert tickets too, aren't you?
I'm giving away concert tickets and stuff, and yeah, they've kind of given up on my idea of renaming the town. I just thought it would be good economic development if everybody stopped at the exit and grabbed a shirt and hat and some other swag and then hit the road again. But
there you go.
And then off to Taylor Nursery and doing a live thing on tomorrow as well. And then off to Minot to be with some friends at Carrie's on Sunday. I have no idea what's going on there.
There you go.
Can we go? What am I going to say, right?
Is Manny back? See, all these, I know what it is. They're calling for Todd Mitzel autograph pictures again. And whenever this happens, the phone is just full.
There he is. Funny.
Yeah. So I was teasing the audience with your weekend plans, because you told me what they were before the show. But tell everybody what you're doing.
Me and a girlfriend are going to Milwaukee this weekend.
And is there a baseball game in your future?
There is. The Dodgers will be in town to play the Brewers, so I'll be going to the game tomorrow. I'm going to miss tonight's game because we'll be traveling, but I'm a little disappointed because Clayton Kershaw is pitching tonight for the Dodgers against the Brewers, so I'm going to miss
it. Officially jealous. Yeah. We hope you're having a great weekend, got some great weekend plans. Whatever they are, whatever you have planned for the weekend, fishing, working, wherever you're going to be, if you text us your weekend plans, we will put you in the drawing for a free MyPillow. We've had great weather reports. If you want to do weather, You know, because I don't need a weather report today. It's just hot. Three letters is all you need to know about today's weather. It's going to be hot. My gosh, can't believe it. This week started just perfect on Wednesday. A little warmer on Thursday, and in my view, a little hot today. A little too hot. I shouldn't complain. I know there's a lot of winter here. There's a lot of cold. But anyway, tell us your weekend plans. Text us up at 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503. Tell Todd where you're going to be this weekend, what you're doing, and we'll put you in the drawing for a free MyPillow, one of our fine sponsors on the program. And they're more than pillows, ladies and gentlemen. Our friends at MyPillows have mattresses. They have pet beds. Those are my personal favorites. Pet beds. No kidding. The absolute, but travel pillows are fantastic. And you get a discount on absolutely anything and everything when you go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Scott or call them at 800-506-9028. Best night's sleep ever. 60-night money-back guarantee to prove it. 10-year warranty to back it up. The pillow will not go flat. And some great, incredible deals. 50% off the two MyPillow Premium Pillow, two Go Anywhere Pillow deal when you call 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. So when I say the two words Paris Agreement, what comes to your mind? I know just enough to be dangerous about this whole debate. And by the way, our own Congressman Kevin Cramer was very, very instrumental in advising President Trump way back to the campaign on this issue. This has been a hot topic for a long time in the Washington corporate global warming worship circles. It has been, you know, hot. Now, President Trump told the American people during the campaign, bad deal, poorly negotiated, so bad they couldn't even submit it to the U.S. Senate to get approval, so they just did it on their own. Costs us billions, gives other people free passes, bad deal. If you were of the belief that we are the reason the earth is changing, man's impact on the climate, if you were of that belief, if you are a full-throated, tree-hugging environmentalist extremist that believe we ought to shut down our economy and try and move the climate inches, even you should think the Paris Agreement is a bad idea. So this whole either or, if you're for the Paris Agreement, then you believe that we need to protect the earth. If you're not for it, then all you care about is jobs. If you're even in that camp, this whole debate has gotten really stupid really fast. All I needed to know is negotiated in Paris. This, the name of the thing tells me all I need to know. So I don't know that we need to spend a lot of time talking about it. I'm happy to do it, and I would tell you this. If you call the program today, first-time callers always go to the front of the line. But if you believe that climate change is our fault, is man-made, okay? Not that this is a cyclical thing and things warm and they cool and this is as it's supposed to be, and we're a little arrogant to think that we're the reason that temperatures are rising or the seas are rising or all these breathless scare tactics. If you're in that camp, I will put you on the front of the line today on the program. You have 1 minute, 1 minute or less without interruption to convince me why you believe what you do. You know, in other words, what grounds you in that argument? I never hear it from people. I never hear it. I don't hear people saying, I'm for this and here's why. A, B, C, D. They say stupid stuff like, we got to be in the Paris Agreement. What does that mean? What does it even do? It costs us billions. It lets other countries out of deals. It does nothing for the United States. Nothing. Zippo nada. All you need to know is Donald Trump said he was going to get us out, and he kept a campaign promise. And it's a bad deal. And even if you believe, like they believe, the other side, you should want a different deal. Or negotiated in a better way. Does that make sense? I don't even like talking about it because it's so stupid. It's a lot more common sense and partial in Palermo than there ever will be in Paris, folks. Texter says, less than 24 hours after pulling out of the Paris Agreement, and we're going to be above normal today. We are doomed. I did get smiley face emojis with that comment, so that's a good thing. Thank you to that fine listener. 800-228-0550. A couple other things I want to talk about. Teachers unions and school boards are facing off in a number of places across North Dakota. Your property taxes could go up as a result of whatever decision happens, and possibly even chew up some of the dollars allocated from the state in the recent legislature to keep property taxes even. Who should win in that argument between teachers and the school boards? I want to know your answer to that, too. 800-228-0550. Let's chat today on what's on your mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Wild Rose, New England, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, McCluskey, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Wells, Dickey, and Grand Forks counties in North Dakota, and cropland auctions in Clay, Norman, and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Are you appreciated where you work? Do folks there tell you how much they appreciate what you do? Let me tell you a story about the folks at Polar Service Center. You are compensated well. There is a great benefit package. But most importantly, they appreciate their team members at Polar Service Center. And there's a great opportunity waiting for you right now at the Polar Service Center in Williston. They're looking for experienced mechanics. If you're a technician ready to go to work, you can make up to $32 an hour right now. Great pay, superior benefits too, including medical, dental, prescription, insurance, disability, and life insurance. A great paid time off program, 401k with employer match, flexible spending account, and much more. Call Gary right now, 701-495-3592 to apply for this job at Polar Service Center. Locations in Williston, Kildare, Billings, Montana, 701-495-3592. 701-495-3592. That's 495-3592.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We're live in Grand Forks at the Choice Health and Fitness location. Choice Financial, big partner in this. Grand Forks Park District as well. Great facility. State tennis tournament is happening for the state high school tennis. The ladies playing this season. So anyway. Up here for that in Grand Forks today, broadcasting live on What's On Your Mind. Later in the program, we're going to talk to Jim the Flagpole Guy. We're going to talk to Todd Mitzel from Icon Architectural Group. We're going to talk with the folks from the Sunshine Memorial Foundation about a new Sunshine Hospitality House. Great project that needs some help to get across the finish line. And we'll tell you a little bit about that. And our full interview with Governor Doug Burgum on the program today. This is the interview we did earlier in the week, I guess on Wednesday. We played some snippets yesterday, but some really interesting conversations with him on a lot of fronts, and including advice for the Trump administration, which my advice to the Trump administration is pretty much keep doing what you're doing, and that's keeping campaign promises. You know, they can get better in how it's rolled out and communication things there, and, you know, a few things are on the edges, but basically when you're keeping campaign promises, you're doing your job. That's my take, but I welcome yours. Your calls, questions, and comments on the news of the day, welcome here at 800-228-0550. That's our toll-free telephone number, locally at 258-0550. You can also text Todd or I, myself at 367-2054, Todd's 226-8503. 367-2054, 226-8503. A lot of numbers. Brought to you in part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Now, we're going to talk a little bit today about jobs and the planet. If you're for jobs, you think it's a good idea that we're out of the Paris Agreement. If you're, quote-unquote, for the planet, because I'm for the planet, too, but people that think you need to save the planet, right? This is sort of a tree huggers and job huggers, I guess, are the two sides here. A prime example is what happened in the coal industry. And I believe Donald Trump is president today in no small measure to standing up for coal, or as he calls it, clean, beautiful coal, that has provided affordable, reliable energy, and yet was under attack from, again, the tree huggers, the Save the Planet crowd. One more time, I'll state, I want to save the planet too, but I think we're pretty arrogant when we say we as humans in the United States should bankrupt our economy to be able to do it, because that's ridiculous. We can't. We don't have that power. I don't believe man has that power. I believe it's way above our pay grade. But some people have a very different religion, and when it comes to global warming, it's unbelievable. Do me a favor and find out about the jobs in this industry. $1 billion in personal income in North Dakota alone. 15,000 good-paying jobs. $3.4 billion in economic impact. That's important. And those people were about to lose their jobs under an Obama administration, and if it had continued into a Hillary administration. Meanwhile, we can do both. They continue through technology to get cleaner, better, all the time. They're doing it. Some people want to take out that fuel source to prop others. That's at the crux of this debate. That's my point. All right. First caller on climate change is Cameron in Crystal. What's on your mind, Cameron?
Good morning. You have to use physics, and there is no question that CO2 is radiative gas. As far as a pollutant, it is not at the levels, historically, to be considered a pollutant at 404 parts per million by volume. The result so far of the increased CO2 has been a 14.7% increase in the greenness of the planet as observed by satellite. The Paris Accord was an extremely lousy deal for the United States of America. The total effect on temperatures long-term using models is 0.3 degrees Celsius, which is within the error bars of the margins of measurement. So Mr. Trump getting out was a very important thing to do for the United States. But man does affect the climate. There is no question about that unless you actually don't believe scientific measurements. The long-term implications are positive versus negative. We've never had a period, at least at these temperatures, of such tranquil weather. Take a look at commodity prices. We have never had so much food on hand in the world as we have today. Will there be a drought someplace? The odds are yes, because there's always a drought someplace. Will there be a flood someplace? yes, the odds are there will be a flood because there's always a flood someplace. The Great Mississippi Flood of 1927 is forgotten by people that support what they call extreme weather. Now, the science on climate extremes presently shows no increase in extreme weather. And in fact, in the continental United States, there have been fewer floods, fewer tornadoes, fewer heat waves, fewer droughts that last 30 years than there has been in historical records. So the urgency that some people have that the sky is falling because President Trump did the dutiful thing and rejected the Paris Climate Accord, which is fully within his powers, being President Obama, signed the Climate Accord as an executive action and was never ratified. Any questions?
No, very, very good data, no question about it. I guess I want to add just one caveat when you say man is impacting. I'm not suggesting that obviously you build what we built and do what we do, that you don't have an impact. I'm saying it's the idea that because we're doing that, we are now going to go to the, you know, abyss is ridiculous. I'm saying there's impact, but, you know, I think it is not to the degree of where the Earth is going, right? We're just but a blip. We're but a blip.
The main thing is that this, the whole ocean, with interglacial, which we're in, is mimicking what is called marine isotope age 11, which was four interglacials previous to this one. It lasted 44,000 years. It was a cool interglacial. The Holocene, compared to Eemian in the past, the other three prior interglacials, has been very, very cool by about 3 to 5 degrees Celsius. People worry about sea level rise. We are not King Canute. We cannot control sea level. That is a function of an interglacial. The last interglacial, sea levels peaked approximately 10 plus meters higher than present. It is going to happen, no matter if you start your car or if you have a solar generator or a solar panel on your house.
Precisely the point. Precisely the point I was trying to make. I mean, that was the point I was trying to make, and you made it much better than I did. 20 seconds left, but answer this quickly, Cameron. Why do they always say, oh, all the leading scientists agree the opposite of what you're saying?
The 97% figure they use was 36% of the response of a paper put out by Lewinsky, who was a psychologist, and John Cook, who was a public relations fellow from Australia. The consensus that they use is the same consensus that said that continents don't move, and Dr. Alfred Wegener was severely ostracized when he introduced plate tectonics. He said,
wow, got it. Very, very, very well done. Very well said. Do me a favor. Call again. You're a good resource on the topic. More coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have a portable fire trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement each year? Have you been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement, your home is your greatest asset. So let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. For a free estimate and to learn more, go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
And see your costs going up, technology's advancing, knowing you have a tightened budget, a whole host of challenges to deal with, I want you to do me a favor today, a little Friday fun. Go to HATandSons.com. It's the website for H.A. Thompson and Sons, a renowned name in North Dakota. Been around for generations in Bismarck, now doing business all across the region. Go under their contract maintenance tab on their website at HATandSons.com, H.A. Thompson and Sons website, and learn a little bit about contract maintenance and how the old model in their industry was all about providing you a service and billing you for repairs hourly and, you know, instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably, you know, contractors end up getting paid when clients had problems and breakdowns and you're constantly repairing things. This is working so well and saving so much money for companies that are big, like the biggest employers. So find out how it can work for you, too. HATandSons.com. There's a little video, actually, under the contract maintenance tab that is really good. One of our fine sponsors here. We appreciate them very much. 800-228-0550. So what's everybody doing this weekend? We got a long list here, folks, that are weighing in. I'm going to Robinson, North Dakota, for the pickup pull. That sounds like fun. Yeah. Todd wanted to go, but he had to be out there with New Salem Sue. I'll be planting my garden and flowers and hopefully sleeping in my air-conditioned house, says somebody else here. Taking my two grandsons camping to Wolf Creek. That sounds good. This weekend I have to work. Sometimes we do. We make the world go. Devil's Run weekend. Is it really? Didn't know that was this weekend. Fantastic. We'll be up in Devil's Lake next weekend. I hope we're trying to arrange an effort to be at the Dale and Martha Hawk Museum up in Wolford. You heard about that place? They have their 28th annual antique farm show at the Hawk Museum, June 9, 10, and 11. And they've got John Deere Pioneer Women a parade and just a lot of fun stuff. So more on that next week. But sounds like everybody's got a fun planned this weekend. Another listener says, our son graduates from Davies this weekend. Family, food, and fun. Thank you, Michelle. Appreciate that. Davies is, of course, at Davies High School, named after Judge Davies, the famous judge from... I love when schools around here are named after local heroes, don't you? It's kind of cool. I like that. There's a fellow by the name of Chuck Cheney, who is the former superintendent of West Fargo Schools, just a legendary educator. And they named a middle school in West Fargo after him years ago. And
they kind of gave up on naming schools after heroes, though, didn't they?
I don't know. You know, the Legacy one is an example of one. They went, you know, somewhere a little different. And, you kind of get into the Freedom School and a few of those. I like
everybody's a winner school. Yeah, that'll be the next one.
Yeah, there's a lot of good public servants out there that I think are worth doing it. Say, speaking of schools, I promised this earlier that I wanted to talk a little bit about some negotiations are going on. I'm looking at the Grand Forks Herald here in Grand Forks, and it's actually yesterday's paper, but top of fold says, search for middle ground, teacher contract dispute to be reviewed by impartial education fact-finding panel. And Doug Carpenter, who is the president of the school board, is on the front page facing off with Tom Young, who's the president of the Grand Forks Education Association, chief negotiator. They have a battle going on. Fargo has a battle going on. Minot has a battle going on. And I'm sure there are others. I have a few stories I haven't even gotten through here yet. My question is, if you're familiar with the circumstances of any of these or if you're not, in a situation like that, who do you side with? Now, mind you, because of the fact that times are pretty good for a while here, teachers have had not exactly typical negotiation battles. You know what I mean? When the bucks are flowing, you know, there's less battles. Well, obviously, there is a revenue shortage, and now you have state revenue cuts and things that have happened. And I've had listeners tell me, you need to shine a light on these teachers' unions because they're going to cost all of us more in property taxes. They're sticking out their chests. They're fighting the superintendents. They're fighting the school boards, they being the school, or I'm sorry, the teachers union specifically. And fighting over no raises. No raises are a result of flat funding from the state. Actually, this is my words now, they're lucky there wasn't a decrease. Right? I mean, the state government got, what, 10 to 25%?
Could you imagine the outrage, though?
Of?
If you were to try to implement a decrease, I don't think that would go over very well.
Well, there was 10 to 25% reduction in the state government. Now, I think you're talking about specifically the teachers getting less.
Right, right. That's what I mean.
When it comes to state government, you got a department, they have less money, they got to have less people, right? So whether they have less teachers, less administration, whatever. You know, I mean, find ways to save. I totally agree with you. But they don't often, settle for even. I have teachers in my family. This is an always interesting debate at our family reunions because you've got teachers, you have administrators, you have people going, back and forth. And so it's certainly a challenge. I guess I would boil it down to this question because I think that's where this is going myself. And by the way, Todd, state employees are getting no raises next biennium, mostly, right? And yes, there were years of nice raises, but the oil money isn't there, so something has to give.
Agreed.
Really, right now, what's happening is if you say, well, okay, we got to keep giving them more, got to give them increases. The only solution to up their pay is to up the school district levy of property taxes. So that's why I boil it down.
Really, which that's not going to go over well either, is it?
No, I boil it down to a question of, okay, property taxes or I want teachers to get more. I want teachers to get more, too, when the economy can support it. You know, right? When they ought to be teachers and a honest day's pay and a good benefit package should be an absolute top 10% priority, no doubt about it. But when there's less bucks, everybody has to put a little skin in the game. That's the only thing. But I'm curious if you agree or disagree. Chad Fargo, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead. Chad, are you there? All right.
Not that I can tell.
Unless you're hearing him and I'm not.
No.
I'm going to move to the next caller. Chad, are you there? All right, Chad, you're going to have to call back. 800-228-0550. Our phone lines are flooding up here. So that's a good problem, though, Todd.
Well, yeah.
While I let Manny settle that out, I'll tell you what another listener says. Paris Agreement should be retired. Liberal world order. President Trump did the right thing by taking us out in agreement. This large and complex deal should have been ratified by the legislative branch and not by executive order. By the way, my weekend plans include working on the yard, trying to get some fishing in, and just enjoying anything above 32 degrees. Driving from Minot to Williston right now, 78 degrees. Butter alert. Says Richard.
Nice.
Why not? I love it. Let's go to Standing Rock. Phyllis, what's on your mind?
Oh, the Standing Rock election is down on 4-8 on the reservation. I just hope that the past chairman, vice, and councilmen that don't get back in there, that people don't vote for them again. I learn from your mistakes. I've been asking for help from my daughter, and they haven't even contacted myself. And my daughter's an enrolled member, and my five kids are enrolled there, and my grandchildren, and they haven't even helped anybody off the reservation.
Which would be sort of standard operating procedure for how you'd be able to contact somebody and get some help with that, right? That's not an unusual request.
Yeah, that's just asking for help, but, you know, it's a dying, she's dying, and we had a referral to Mayo Clinic in May 15th, and we had to turn it down because of transportation and funding. Her vehicle wouldn't even make it to Mayo Clinic, you know, and I did a lot for that Standing Rock Reservation. I started a domestic violence program. Part of a congressional investigation on child abuse on Standing Rock, and this is the thanks I get, you know?
No, I hear you, Phyllis. We'll pray for your daughter, number one. Number two, hope you get some help figuring all that out. Lastly, how do you think that election is going to turn out?
If the people vote, will come to the voting poll and, you know, they can have a say. They will have a say and vote no. You know, they have a choice of who I heard there's 15 of them running for chairman, and to evaluate them and see and let the people know that, you know, they didn't get no help. They didn't get any help at all this year from anybody, you know.
Very interesting. Phyllis, well, you, best of luck to you. My personal advice, if I were an enrolled member, I'd say, is my life better or worse off as a result of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest, which was single-handedly engineered by Dave Archambault? I think it got bigger than he intended, but he lit the match that turned into an inferno. And his sister was involved, who worked for President Obama. There's a lot of money involved. It smells to high heaven. It is not something that would pass any measure of true leadership and try to take one for the team. It was, how can I raise my stature at the expense of my tribe? And that's sad. So I don't think anybody can answer that question yes. So I hope they all vote him out as well. But it'll be interesting to see what happens. Phyllis, thanks for the call. Gary in Lisbon, quickly here. We're up against the break. Give me your best 30 seconds.
I'm willing to give teachers a reliable raise when the unions are willing to give a reliable way for parents and administrators to drive out substandard teachers.
Yeah, that's a whole separate debate, but a darn good one, right? I mean, and that's where teachers' unions just they stick their fingers in their ears and, you know, go yada, 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 yada when you bring that one up, right?
My wife doesn't even know what Marxism was after high school.
Yeah, no, you're right, and I think they're going to have to start giving on some of those things to say, hey, let's pay great teachers more and teachers that want to mail it in a little less. Do it that way. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate it.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This Safety Minute features Don Mosman, NDSC Training Director, discussing the basic components needed in an emergency action plan.
As a basic starting point, we recommend that every single business or location, it doesn't matter, you know, what kind of business you're in, you need a fire response plan, weather emergency response plan, a bomb threat, and an active shooter. And your emergency operations plan should cover all of those four. then in addition to that, you know, hopefully you have what's called a threat analysis where you look at any other things. For example, if my business is in a floodplain, then I need to add a flood evacuation to that plan.
Start creating your emergency action plan today. Go to www.ndsc.org to learn more. That's ndsc.org.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Facility like this, you do it not for tomorrow, you don't do it for next week or 2 months from now. You build this because you want to foster a culture that maybe doesn't happen for 5, 10, 15 years. You build something that's sustainable, that creates this innovative culture that embeds into your organization's DNA. And in saying that, I think the DNA allows you to bring new products that are more innovative, processes as well. It's not just products. I think we think of innovation all the time, and we kind of put it in a little box and say it's just a machine. But it's not. It's how we do work. It's how we invoice things. It's how we close the books. It's how there's all kinds of processes in an organization, and we have to be as efficient as we possibly can in those areas. And that kind of thing needs to be innovated, and that's the culture we're trying to bring.
Anything else you want folks to know about this momentous day and Doosan Bobcat?
Well, I think it's great to be part of. a wonderful state like we have here. We're committed to building in the North American market for North American customers. And this is another example. We spent over the last 3 or 4 years roughly $50 million in investments everywhere from new facilities in Gwinner to new equipment, fiber lasers, et cetera, down at Gwinner.
I'm not sure what happened there, but that ended in the middle of a sentence, didn't it?
Yeah, but that's the full file.
All right. That was
weird.
Yeah, sorry about that, folks. That was Rich Goldsberry. I meant to tell you who that was before it started, but Rich is the president of Doosan Bobcat North America. Bobcat had a facility open this week, brand new headquarters in West Fargo. We had a fascinating conversation with him. Didn't get to all the interview yesterday, so I wanted to share some more of his thoughts on what the future looks like at Bobcat because of that. And, you know, the takeaway I got of this facility and the infrastructure ability that it brings to Bobcat is they built that with the next 20, 30, 40 years in mind, right? So it's really good for all the good folks at Bobcat. Bobcat is the biggest manufacturing employer in North Dakota. It's a big part of what we do, and of course that great product exported all around the globe. So it's pretty neat. So a good week for the good folks at Bobcat. Our friend Jim, the flagpole guy, is here. And, of course, we love catching up with him. ndflagpoleguy.com to find out more about his great products. I can't believe how much you guys have grown just in the short time we've been chatting on the radio. I hope there's a link between our conversations and your company's growth, Jim. What do you think?
Scott, I owe the actual company's existence to your radio station because it was just about a short time a year ago that I was listening in my in my basement doing some work, and an old guy called and he says, "Where do I get a flagpole?" And do you remember, Scott, that like for an hour, nobody could really tell the guy where to get a flagpole, and that spurred me. And what a ride. I've had so much success, and North Dakota has a flagpole guy now.
Well, as my mom used to say, coincidences are God's sealed orders. So it was great you were listening that day and that he called in, and we love putting problem to solution here on What's on Your Mind. It's what we live for, so we love it when people call to ask any question, no question too big or small. And in that case, not only did he find out where to get a flagpole, but you found out there was a need for such a business right here in North Dakota, so that's pretty cool. What's the hot seller right now? What are people doing the most of?
20-foot Continental single-shaft flagpoles. People seem to can't get enough of them. They're a really good poll, and, you know, there's some commonality. Your listeners are the best. They're patriots. They're awesome people. And when I go to their home, like yesterday, there's a couple commonalities. The people are, like, awesome people, all of them. Their hearts are all the same. They're patriotic American people. And then they all think, well, we didn't know you were going to dig such a big hole. We thought you was just going to dig a hole, like, 5-gallon bucket or something, and put some concrete around it, you know, and I'm like, well, no. Well, they see me out there. I'm like belly deep down in this hole, and I'm shoveling this dirt over my head all by hand, and then I'm putting that much concrete back in, like 35 to 40 bags of concrete. So my flagpoles, they're not going to turn over. They're not going to tip. They're not going to lean. They're solid, and people are amazed once they're done. They're like, oh, wow, that's a little bit more than I thought. But, you know, they took me at my word, at my price and everything, and then once they see it, they're like, oh, now we understand.
Unbelievable. And what is one of those 20-footers run, installed? Rough numbers.
Depending on your location, anywhere from about 1,400 to 1,800. Depends on whether or not they want a raised base or a lower base. And 15-footers all start about 820, and then if there's some travel, there's some expense there. But, like, I'm in Bismarck right now, and I'm ganging up on a couple, and we even got some business from the motel, I think. So we're doing good.
Well, I tell you what, there ought not be a business in North Dakota that doesn't have a flag. It ought to be not a rule or a law or anything. We got enough of those. But just basic common sense to say, ladies and gentlemen, every single one of us won the Mega Lotto the day we were born in the United States of America. And that flag says, I'm proud of it, and I'll defend it till the end, and there's no better guy to get one up for you than our friend Jim at NorthDakotaFlagpoleGuy.com. What telephone number can folks reach you at?
701-571-3524. It's 701-571-3524, Scott.
Talk to you soon. Glad we could help build your business. Appreciate it very much, and we'll talk with you again soon. We love it, folks. That's what we're here to do, to be the economic engine of the Northern Plains. 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, 1090 KTGO, and KLTC in Dickinson. Another hour from Grand Forks coming up on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Setting the record straight on the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. This is the Radio History, and I'm Scott Hennon. Our guest today is Doug Haley, a Morton County rancher. We asked Doug about the tactics used by the protesters to disrupt the lives of farmers and ranchers in Morton County. What did they do?
Drive around, take pictures, the threats, put on the internet, that sort of thing. Other people had pictures of their family posted on their door saying they're dead if you call the cops. People that were driving their vehicles passed a protest, and they were jumped on and were detained, and the protesters wouldn't let them drive by until the police came. Just constant bickering and harassment. One ranch had people sitting on the fence saying, this is our property, not yours, and you should get out, not us. And pulling up to a fence, tying a chain on, and driving off just to tear the fence down a mile from the pipeline. Things like that were commonplace.
Thanks, Doug. Keep listening for more radio histories of the Dakota Access Pipeline protests right here.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.